Google reasons behind S&P's lowering of our credit rating. And don't be surprised if a picture of Senator Jim pops up. Because as long as he remains in office, the embarrassment that's become America's financial system has a face.
The phone companies and some politicians in the Michigan legislature promise to lower your cable bills. Promise made, promise broken.
State Representative Brian Calley has a plan to get Michigan back to work. We see it in the paper every day. Another child shot. Another gang shooting. Dr. Roger Kahn has seen it up close.
I've seen firsthand the damage that guns do.
Ohio recently became the 46th state to allow its citizens to carry a concealed weapon. If you're concerned about your safety and protecting your loved ones, Winke and DeShazer don't want you to know about their plan to change Michigan term limits so they can continue to tax and spend in Lansing. For more than 20 years in the U.S. Navy, Judge Stephen Belden prosecuted criminals and won convictions. This is the tale of two candidates. Both want to be judge of the Stark County Family Court, the court that rules on the most personal issues. When it comes to protecting the rights of the elderly, no one cares more than Arizona Senator Bob Smith. That's what we mean by judicial experience. Stark County's choice is clear. For Family Court Judge, Mike Howard.